Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Am I a dinosaur? Yeah, you bet. I grew up listening to Mose and Chet. Let others fume and fuss, belabor the obvious. Me, I'm a child of the cool school. Me, I attended the cool.
Just like the dog in his master's voice. Cool cannot be begat with sunglasses or a hat. First meditate on the cool school. First graduate from the cool school.
If defined cool, you must. It's kind of ambiguous. Something you sure can't pretend.
One way to tell you sees when your inner harmony always turns blue.
Thanks. I grew up listening to Ben and Franks.
Let others fuss and fight, keep themselves up all night. Me, I'm a child of the cool school.
School. Me, I attend.
From the brilliant modern-day multi-instrumentalist, producer, arranger, composer, recording artist, and even a podcast host, Leo Sidran. That was the 2018 tune, The Cool School, featuring the music of Michael Franks. So Leo was born and raised in Madison, Wisconsin, and his father, Ben Sidran, another multifaceted music man, gave him a solid music backbone. While his mother was a weaver and travel agent, she provided texture and safe passage. Together, they never swayed him one way or another, but music was his calling. He started to write songs professionally as a teenager when the Steve Miller Band recorded four of his songs for their 1993 album, Wide River. His father was working with Miller at the time, but even at the ripe age of 15, he got very interested in production. So Steve invited him to play keyboards, guitars, and drums on the record. From those beginnings, he went on to the University of Wisconsin to study history and Spanish. And during a year abroad living in Spain, he fell in love with Spanish music. And after college, he spent quite a bit of time back and forth between Madison and Madrid. During that time, he developed a strong relationship with several Madrid-based Latin alternative artists like Jorge Drexler and Ana Lan. Years later, he produced the Academy Award-winning song Al Otro Lado del Rio from the film The Motorcycle Diaries for Jorge Drexler in 2005. Over his career as a drummer, he's played and recorded with jazz luminaries like Phil Woods, Howard Levy, David Fathead Newman, Clark Terry, and Dave Grusin. And as an engineer, he's recorded projects ranging from jazz great Mark Murphy to the British duo Massive Attack. And during a great conversation with Neon Jazz recently, Leo talked about the path that his career has taken.
Look, I would never have predicted that one day I would make an album of Michael Franks material and that you and I would be having this conversation right now. All of what's been unfolding for me has been a series of happy accidents. If there's any wisdom at all, I don't know that I have any, but the only kind of truth that I'm able to follow is that when I do the things that I love or that, you know, I'm driven to do because they're simply interesting to me, not because I think they're going to provide opportunity. Those are the projects and those are the things that tend to lead me forward.
He's a brilliant interviewer and his podcast is called The Third Story. You should check it out. And these days he lives in Brooklyn with his wife, daughter, and a 12-pound poodle. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that gives the world jazz from the bustle of the Green Lady Lounge to the historic corner of 18 and Vine at the Blue Room, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, here to make good jazz your reality. So the brilliant jazz guitarist and composer Julian Lage teamed up with the equally brilliant pianist Fred Hirsch. And next, we're going to go into the 2013 tune Free Flying. And as we do, let's listen to Leo talk about seeing Julian live in Paris.
Last summer while I was in Paris working on The Cool School, I had a night off and I went to go hear Julian Lage, the guitar player, play. And I mean, he plays in New York all the time. I could easily go hear him here. But there was something about it, the experience of hearing him in Paris and seeing him and seeing how that music, which is very American, he is basically moving through all of these idioms of the guitar that feel extremely American, how it felt to hear it in Paris. And I was totally knocked out and affected by that concert. I think that may be one of the most recent things that I saw that is like really staying with me. Thank you.
Sidran, and you're listening to me on Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the duo of two legends, saxophonist Houston Person and bassist Ron Carter, with the tune Daydream off their 2018 CD Remember Love. So over 25 years ago, this pair began their first collaboration with an album called Something in Common, and they had that. Six releases later, they remained committed to the format, but with time on their side, they have become empathetic and open-minded colleagues. In this session of standards, the tunes have been culled from the American Songbook with the intention of providing an unabashed look at life, love, youth, and beauty, and it's a must-have for your jazz collection. Keeping in that legendary jazz column here on the show, this is pianist and composer Errol Garner with the song Where or When on the 2018 Mack Avenue Recordings release, Night Concert, on this hour of neon jazz building momentum. Thank you.
Hey guys, this is Anthony Wellington here. I'm in Kansas City, checking out your beautiful city, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Enjoy.
That was bass player, composer, author, producer, educator, and winner of 5 Grammy Awards, Victor Wooten, joined by bassist Anthony Wellington with the 2016 tune called Happy Song. So Victor is a very unique cat. He is the youngest of 5 boys, and he started learning to play music at 2, began performing in nightclubs and theaters as the bassist with the Family Band at 5, and at 6 he went on tour with his brothers, opening for the legendary soul artist Curtis Mayfield. And it was during a swing through Kansas City in July of 2018 that Anthony Wellington took the crowd on a verbal and music journey at the Black Dolphin. And as we listened to him play live, he talked to Neon Jazz about a number of things, including the impact of Victor on his life.
And he's a wise person. He's a good friend. So, you know, life lessons also. I mean, knowing him definitely has changed the trajectory of my life. Like, my life would be very different right now. And I don't think in a better way. It would be very different if I didn't know him. So having him in my life and being able to hang out with him yesterday, out of the blue, it just so happened that this workshop and that gig corresponded with him playing in town the same night. And I think we have that kind of synchronicity, things like that happen quite a bit, even when I'm not on tour with them.
Anthony is a rare music educator whose individualized approach to teaching has made him one of the most in-demand bass educators worldwide, and that is the truth. One of the biggest influencers on Anthony's early journey into jazz was the bass master Jaco Pastorius, and as we hear his prowess with Weather Report on Teen Town off the 2015 CD Jaco, the original soundtrack, listen to Anthony explain.
So I started checking out all the jazz guys, especially the ones who played electric, like Jaco Pastorius and Stanley Clarke. And I started, to the degree that I could, I started learning a lot of their material. And then some other prominent, well-known funk players like Marcus Miller. And so I didn't really start getting into jazz because I really wanted to be a jazz musician. I started studying jazz because I knew it was going to be probably the best training for me.
Ron Carter with Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Have a good day.
Thank you.
That was the free jazz and avant-garde Polish trumpeter and composer Tomasz Stanko, joined by his quintet in 2009 with the tune Last Song off the CD Dark Eyes. And the significance of this song called Last Song is that he passed away on July 29th, 2018 at the age of 76. His first encounters with jazz were through the Voice of America radio programs and tours initiated by the U.S. State Department. So he came to the scene in force in the early 60s and went on to establish a reputation as a leading figure not only in Polish jazz and on the world stage, but he would work with legends like Jack DeJohnette, Dave Holland, Reggie Workman, Rufus Reed, Lester Bowie, David Murray, and even Chico Freeman. In 1984, he was a member of Cecil Taylor's big band, and he learned quite a bit there. From a very inventive outfit called the Beats and Pieces Big Band, this is the 2015 tune Rocky off the CD All In, as we stay on the inside here on this hour of Neon Jazz, kids.
Sidran from Brooklyn, New York. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMina.
You hear me, the bass. Listen, this one is not one like long bass. Can't stop. Rasta. Difference between Rasta and Gang Gang.
Thank you. she shamani. Tell her let me know I said, man, walk up on the king's highway.
That was the hip British jazz group Sons of Kemet with the tune My Queen is Mammy Phipps Clark off the 2018 CD Your Queen is a Reptile. This outfit was born in 2011 and includes Shabaka Hutchins, Tom Skinner, Theon Cross, Seb Rockford, and Eddie Hick. This group is one eclectic mix of jazz, rock, Caribbean folk, and African music, all mixed up, and in their short life, the fans love them. They have the brass to prove it, and they keep on moving forward. As we start winding down this hour of jazz together, let's get majestic with Chicago's all-star big band with the New Standard Orchestra with the 2016 song Waltz About Nothing as this show about something keeps on keeping on.
Thank you.
Again, that was Chicago's Grand New Standard Jazz Orchestra with the tune Waltz About Nothing. And our final act on this hour of jazz comes from the lost and final studio album of John Coltrane. It's true. This is the tune Untitled Original 11383, Take One, and the name of this album happens to be called Both Directions at Once, the lost album circa 2018. It's a great title. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that has a trove of lost albums circulating around the studio, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Righteous.
Reach out to us. We dig it. We'd love to hear from you. We're always here for you at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.